The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Maybe we will and maybe we won't.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm here.
I'm glad. What is that? We just,
You like me that much?
I'm Lynn.
Bob.
And together we are.
I can't think of what my name is. Stuff.
Do you have a disclaimer this morning?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, none of the stuff that we say is any responsibility of the station at all. And what we find on the internet and in books. So don't blame us. We are just sharing the news. And that's about it.
The news?
That not the new. Well, is it?
Well, it's news to me.
It's not news. I don't want to share news.
No.
I don't like news.
No, I'm not. I cannot listen.
Don't want people that live, live off the grid, people who homestead and they don't have TV and they're fine. You know, they're living the life, they're living the dream, they're living the thing.
I don't even turn on the radio in my car anymore.
I know. I do. Pure comedy. I listen to pure comedy.
I don't have, what is that,
Sirius XM.
Or something? No.
Yeah.
So, and where I am.
Oh, that's right.
You don't get, what do you call it?
That's right. Internet.
You don't get a feed.
Yes. Well, it's good to be quiet in your car, maybe. Maybe sometimes it's good to be quiet.
So you can overthink.
Overthink. Mm-hmm. So you need the distraction, so turn on the radio. Got to be a channel somewhere, maybe, instrumental, classical music. Maybe. Oh, hear that? I've got that. Is it me?
If there was one that was just plain nature sounds, I'd listen to that.
You could put your phone in. You could plug your phone in and put your ear pods on in your car. Can you do that?
I don't know. Legally, I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
But Mary, can you tell us if that's legal?
Yeah. And what if you have a hearing issue or you're deaf?
That's me.
I believe you can still drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've got a buzzing going on here. And I don't know if you all can hear that, but we can.
I can't anymore.
I can.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. So I'm going to change my microphone.
Okay.
Because I think it's on my side. So be patient with me.
Da 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 da. La da da dee da. La, da, da,
how's that?
Da,
much better.
Much better.
Oh, yes. All right. So, here we go with the things that we would like to share today. I have a motivational quote of the day.
Go ahead.
That I think is pretty cool. I don't know who Diane McLaren is.
Nope.
But she says, nature has given us all the pieces required to achieve exceptional wellness and health, but has left it up to us to put all these pieces together. Anything left up to us has a 50-50 chance of being solved.
Those are pretty good odds. I don't know if I'd go that far.
I went on a four-wheel tour once in, I think it was Colorado. And or maybe it was Arizona, I don't know. And the guy who was the tour, the Jeep driver, knew, we went in the desert, and he knew all about all of the plants and their healing attributes.
Okay, okay.
And it was really interesting because he would stop and he'd say, okay, this is the whatever plant, and he'd pick it up and he'd either break it or scrape it, and he'd have us eat it. And he'd tell us what it was good for.
Uh-huh.
It was really interesting.
Did he give you a written...
No.
agenda of whatever he said?
Because no.
Because how do you
been,
remember
you know
all
what?
Of that?
That would have been really nice.
Yeah.
Let us know, yeah, to take home.
Because I'll forget half
Absolutely.
Of it.
I have forgotten all of it. Other than the fact that it was very cool.
Well, I have three questions for you.
All right.
It's a trivia quiz.
Oh.
What is the only mammal born with horns? Mm-hmm. Number two, what is the collective noun for a group of ferrets? Number three, how many legs does a lobster have?
Oh, so these are not really trivia.
No.
Questions.
Well, yeah.
This is like a quiz.
And I have a bonus one.
Okay.
What bird's eye is larger than its brain?
Oh, I think I know this one. I think I might know that one.
Okay.
Why? I have no idea. I have no idea why. So I'm getting over a cold.
I can tell.
Yes, but I'm better. I wasn't great yesterday. I felt like I was...
getting back into it?
Getting back into it, yeah. But a lot of head congestion, I guess it's going around. Anyway...
Don't breathe on me.
Well, we're far enough away, right? And I'm weak right now. I'm very weak.
Aww.
Well, I'm weak because I didn't eat any breakfast. And look, you know me. Look already. I haven't even been here 10 minutes.
Yep.
I have all these Kleenexes in my lap. Anyway, did you eat breakfast?
No.
I didn't either.
Mm-hmm. I can't eat when I first get up. It's got to be a couple of hours after.
Mm.
Coffee, yes.
Coffee, yes, which is
breakfast,
what I have.
Breakfast, no.
I have my coffee. What are you sharing today?
I have a couple of different things. FactoryTriever.com tells me some things that they think are real. I'm not sure. I'm not saying anything I'm reading today is true, but this is what they're saying. And I have some pretty good one-liners and jokes and things.
What was the name of that website?
FactRetriever.com.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Afghan poppy farmers have switched to solar power to run their irrigation systems. This has significantly increased the world's supply of heroin.
Oh. Well...
Hello.
Is that a good thing?
No.
Mm-mm.
I'm just saying.
Poppies are beautiful.
They are.
So I would love the flower.
But they got to be a certain kind of poppy. You mm-hmm. can't get it from mm-hmm. every poppy, right?
I don't have any idea. No idea. I'm just fat. I think poppies are cool because they're kind of like paper. You know,
they're very fragile looking.
The petals are like crepe.
Yeah,
paper.
Yeah.
I have never grown them.
I have.
Do they spread?
Minutely.
Yeah. You know, I don't know when everyone's listening to this, but it's coming into winter, and everything's been killed by frost, except the flowers are on my mailbox.
The what flowers are those?
I don't know. I have to take a picture of them to put them in again next year because they went all summer long. They have been hit by frost several times. Everything else is dead. And these beautiful blue and purple little flowers are all bunched up around my mailbox still.
Oh, you got to take a picture.
And yeah, and I need to get those again because they were very good in the full sun.
Did you plant them?
I did.
Oh.
I bought them and I put them in probably midsummer. And they're just amazing.
I want to see the picture.
And you know what else is amazing? My parsley. My parsley is perfect outside in the garden. Just perfect.
Huh.
And it's everything else been hit.
She's got a green thumb.
So if anyone out there has a green thumb and knows You know, I could look it up, but it'd be more fun if someone sent us an email.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And thank you for your emails. And I'll just share what I shared with you when you first came in. So one of our fans just insisted the other day that we are a blessing to her and lots of people.
Was this before or after the drink?
And that means a lot. That means a lot. Thank you.
It does. It does. I am highly honored.
Me too. So I have, I've got the wrong sheet in front of me. So I have a bunch of different things that I want to talk about from Taste of Home. So yeah, I'm back in the kitchen.
Okay.
Peel garlic bulbs in the microwave.
I don't fit in the microwave.
Touche. Touche. I should leave it just like that. Just like that. So I've heard so many, you know, people have different ideas about how to peel a garlic to get that skin off.
Yeah.
This says, peeling garlic, if you cut the tops off of a few garlic cloves and microwave them 20 to 30 seconds, that seems like a lot.
It does.
The skin will pop right off. Of course it will, because the garlic is burned and you have the skin is left.
What does that do to the taste of it?
And it's just one of those garlic hacks that we can't get enough of, I guess.
What is this smell like in your kitchen after
20
that?
20 to 30 seconds sounds excessive. But if anyone wants to try that and let us know and email us, I sure wish that we had like texting. People could text us, but that would be complicated.
That would be complicated.
We'd have to find a whole new number. And
maybe we should have a Facebook page. No.
No.
No. No. No.
No, thank you.
Did you know that I'm a snurtler? A snurtler. Yep. S-N-I-R-T-L.
Snurtler.
Uh-huh. Because it means to laugh with snorts.
Oh. And I can attest to that. I hear one coming on. And there it is. And there it is.
Oy, oy, oy.
So you, you know, I don't know if you've ever had ice cream out on the counter or on the table and left it out. You know, when you're having a party and you need to scoop it and leave it out.
Yeah.
But if you should desire to leave it out, you can wrap it in bubble wrap, and it will keep it from melting. So if you think maybe you don't want to put it back in the freezer for some reason, get some bubble wrap and wrap it around your ice cream.
I just have this image of somebody popping bubbles in ice cream pod.
Yeah. Two good things. Popping those things is stress relief, and you got ice cream. What else do you need? Really?
Wow. A mix between a Chihuahua and a Dachshund is called a Chiweenie.
A Chihuahua and a Dachshund. What does that look like?
Well, I have a dog that's part lab and part sniffer. What do you call him? Never mind.
Like a hunting dog?
Yeah,
like a beagle?
Yeah,
like
beagle.
Beagle.
Beagle. Yeah.
Huh.
Very fat, very wide, very short.
Well, you know, when you just need to pit your cherries.
Not an X-rated show. Oh, my word.
Have we gone over the line?
That was hysterical.
You put the cherry on top of a bottle,
uh-huh.
A water bottle.
Yeah.
And you,
does it have water in it?
No. And you put a chopstick and you bang on the chopstick and the pit goes into the bottle.
You bang on the chopstick.
Well, you know, you tap the chopstick into the cherry in the pit.
She's trying to show me how it's done.
And the pit comes out and goes into the bottle.
What does it do to the cherry?
Well, it makes it so it doesn't have a pit in it anymore.
No, but does it make it really squishy and fall down in?
Well, why don't we try it? We should. Oh, Bev. We need to do a TV show. And try these things. Oh, here
people,
we go.
People, help.
Oh.
Help.
My wheels are turning now.
You don't want to see that, do you?
That would be, we could try these things.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be fun. We'll try it. We'll think about it. So that way, if you need to make, like I have a friend in Tennessee who made cherry jam. I should have brought some home with me. But
cherry jam?
He didn't offer it to me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And you'd have to pop out the seeds, it would...
He made the jam with the pits?
With the cherries. You'd have to pop the pits out, throw them away, and makes it easy.
I like chocolate-covered cherries.
Mm-hmm. With the liquid or the white stuff?
Both.
I like the liquid, the clear. But you have to eat, you have to pop the whole thing in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Did I say thing? Did I say thing?
We're all sounds today.
Okay. All right.
All right. Octopus skin contains the same light-sensitive proteins as octopus eyes. This means its skin can see and respond to light without information from the eyes or brain.
No.
How about that?
That's a Discovery Channel Google search.
Somebody do that. Somebody, Marie, anybody?
That's crazy. That's never heard that before. And usually a lot of things that we say we have heard before, but
That's a new one.
Shuck your corn in the microwave. Yep. When you want to shuck your corn.
I'm not going to say it again.
It can be super time consuming. Use the magic of the microwave to eliminate both of these issues. You microwave your corn for 30 seconds to a minute on high heat and voila, corn shucks are gone. Well, that almost sounds like they just disappear.
I know.
I actually like shucking corn. Do you?
No.
I do. Yeah.
I like the silk that's in it, though.
Yes.
Wish we could save that and use it. For something.
We need to look that up. And then have a TV show. And show how you can
a glisk.
Because we have a microwave here.
Have you ever heard of a glisk? G-L-I-S-K.
G-L-I-S-K. Should we wait a few moments while Patty and everybody look that up?
Nah, I'm not going to give you the chance. A glisk is sunlight that is glimpsed through a break in the clouds. A fleeting glance at a glittering sight, a brief glow of warmth from a fire that's burned low. It can also mean a sudden flash of hope in the heart.
Sounding like a leprechaun made it sound really, really pretty.
It just came out that way. Sorry, folks.
And I actually visualized it. I visualized it happening, and I visualized a little leprechaun right there.
There you go.
I did.
I'll have to keep trying.
I love it. Oh, gosh. I would love to go to Ireland with you because you know the language.
I want to go back too.
Oh, man, would we have fun.
Oh
my gosh. Hey, brown sugar in the box.
Yes.
Have you ever had that go?
Oh, yeah.
It can
hard.
Solidify?
Yeah.
So I've never heard of this. You can take a few mini marshmallows, put them in the container of brown sugar, and then close it up.
And the marshmallows?
It softens the sugar in a day if you have the hard block of
really?
Sugar. You can keep the marshmallows in the container up to a few weeks.
Why take them out at all?
I wouldn't take them out. Well, maybe after a while they shrivel up or something.
But you know enough not to eat it.
throw it in the thing.
Well, you could still eat it.
You could still eat it. It's a marshmallow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that a great idea?
I like that idea.
I guess you could put a large marshmallow in there, too. I guess it wouldn't matter. I would love to just intentionally leave my brown sugar open so that it gets like a block to see if this works. Oh, you know what we could do? We
could do a... I know. I can hear it now. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you know a snail's mouth is no larger than the head of a pin, but it can have over 25,000 teeth?
Inside the head of a pin mouth.
Of a snail.
I didn't even think about a mouth having, a snail having a mouth.
How would they eat? Well, I guess they would. Through the stomach, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten a snail?
Yes.
Did it?
It was delicious.
You didn't feel any teeth?
It was probably pre-canned.
So they pull them out?
I don't know. I've had snail from the shell.
With the garlic and the butter
and
stuff?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
What is wonderful, the butter and the garlic or the snail?
Oh, the snail tastes like...
chicken?
Very tender beef.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, ma'am.
Was it cooked?
Yes.
A cooked snail with the garlic and the butter.
Uh-huh.
And it's brought to your table and you take the little fork and you pull it out.
Right.
Tastes like tender beef?
Very tender.
It's not succulent. Blubbery like a clam?
Nope.
I believe you. And do you know what? I've never had one. If I ever get the opportunity to have one, it's escargot.
Uh-huh.
I will eat it. I will try it.
Okay.
The next time I go to a restaurant and they have that, I will try that.
I would like to, except I can't eat meat anymore.
Right,
but.
Right. Which reminds me of something to tell you.
What?
Are you watching Survivor?
No.
You know I love Survivor.
I don't watch TV.
Well, I love Survivor.
Okay.
And last night they had the Survivor auction, which is where the survivors earn.
You mean the losers get auctioned off?
No. They have the contestants earn money to be able to buy stuff at the Survivor auction. The Survivor auction is always food.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they reveal the food. Sometimes it's covered, and you have to bid on it in order to get it, and you're bidding against people, and they're hungry.
Uh-huh.
So one of the men there was a vegan.
Okay.
Oh. And to prepare for the show, he changed to just vegetarian. So he knew if he came on the show ever, he would be able to have more food options. So sure enough, he gets chosen for the show. And he's now on the show. And he's at the Survivor auction. And he's worried because there's meat.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And he doesn't know what's underneath the little tent over the plate.
Yeah.
And he bids on this item, and he gets it.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, oh, brother, now, you know, what do I do? And it was barbecue chicken wings and French fries. And he stood there, and he said, or maybe potato salad. He said, oh, my goodness, what do I do? And you know what he said? Well, you know what? I'm starving. He's real skinny. And he ate the chicken wings. And he said, the first one he ate, you should have seen his face, he felt so bad.
Aww.
And he said, I feel like now that I did that, I just feel so bad that I did that. But you know what? If this Survivor's the place to do it, and I'm gonna just do it. And he did it. Yep. He did it.
Wow.
Yeah. What you do when you're hungry, huh? And he's a nice guy. I hope he wins. I really like this guy. And then they also had...
Are there any other Survivor fans out there?
Hey, email us.
No, email her.
Stoppingforus@gmail.com. They also had the big, huge fish eye that this girl actually picked up and bit. Yeah, it wasn't good. And then everybody had a maggot or something.
We're going really downhill. It's really,
and they haven't done that kind of stuff in a long time.
That's okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. Is it my turn or your turn?
Take it away. Take it away, Beth.
Okay. Did you know Pablo Picasso would often carry around a pistol loaded with blanks? He would fire it at people he found boring or anyone who insulted the post-impressionist painter Paul Cézanne.
A lot of nutty, weird people.
Talented, but nutty people.
But weird. Like Salvador Dali.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Talented.
Imaginative.
Weird. Very, very weird. Very, very strange. Keep going.
Keep going?
Yeah.
Male lobsters' bladders are in their heads. And when they fight, they squirt each other. I don't have to finish that, do I?
There's another one for Discovery Channel. You have to be able to, you know, go online and Google this stuff, and somebody you know has a video of it happening.
Dolphins usually breathe through their blowhole, but in 2016, scientists discovered a dolphin with a damaged blowhole that could breathe through its mouth.
What?
Mm.
Is that right? Mm. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? Dolphins are such little friendly creatures.
I ain't going to tell you what I hear about dolphins.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to hear the bad things.
Okay.
I just think that they're, you know, I think they look very peaceful and calm and nice. And do they have teeth? Do dolphins have teeth? Emily, let us know if dolphins have teeth. All righty. So, I don't know about this one. Use butter wrappers to prevent microwave splatter. So it says, ever make a complete mess of your microwave when melting butter? Oh, okay.
Because I'd never do that.
Well, because it's too close to cooking. Good for you. Stand strong. It says you just repurpose the butter wrapper. If you have to microwave a stick of butter, just take it out of the wrapper, put the stick in maybe a glass container, and then you cover it with the wrapper that you took it out of. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out.
Why open it at all? Just put it in.
Oh!
I don't get it. What? What's so funny?
We're melting butter.
Yeah?
If you put the whole stick in the wrapper and you melt the butter, the melty butter is going to go all over the microwave out of the wrapper. We're melting it completely.
No, but I mean, you put it in a bowl or something.
Oh, yeah. But sometimes when you melt butter, it's spit, 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 spit. You know, it's...
I'd like to see that.
It does that pop, 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 and it might splat out of your bowl.
Wow.
And, you know, try it. Do it with me. Put, 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 split. That a girl. Do it.
Monarch caterpillars. Those pretty little monarch caterpillars with the black and the brown and all of those. I like those. They breathe through holes in the sides of their bodies.
Oh.
Maybe they don't have any teeth.
Oh.
A mouth.
They have to have a mouth. But they're breathing
through the sides.
Through the sides.
There's holes in the sides.
Cool.
So when you pick one up, you're actually smothering it.
I know. Don't. Pick it up by the way. Well, we're not even supposed to touch their wings, right? Because of the oil on our hands.
The wings?
The wings of a monarch butterfly. If you see
no,
one.
No, no, no,
grab...
no, 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 no. The caterpillar.
Oh, the caterpillar that will become.
Yeah.
Caterpillar breathes through its sides? Oh,
okay.
I had monarch in my head.
Isn't that nice?
So don't pick up a caterpillar and block its sides.
Oh, did you know sea otters have the thickest fur of any mammal? At 1 million hairs per square inch.
Wow.
That's a lot of hair.
Yeah. So what is it about sea otters that has them grow hair? And could you get that out of the sea otter and bottle it and sell it?
Does it grow long if you...
I wouldn't care.
Would it make a wig?
Well, yeah, maybe.
People, leave the sea otters alone.
They're so cute,
Don't. Oh, I should never have read that.
Okay.
Somebody's going to get the idea.
Well, we can talk about softening cookies with a slice of bread.
I've heard of that.
To keep cookies and other baked goods soft after baking. Oh, like chocolate chip cookies, nice and soft and gooey right out of the oven.
Yum, yum.
Add a slice of store-bought, it says white bread. It's highlighted. Put it in an airtight container. Your cakes and your cookies and your muffins will keep their day one softness. And you'll think that they're fresh.
Do you really believe that?
I don't know. Just reading.
Oh, yes! 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
It's a whole new way of life. Well, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Alrighty then, let's hear it. We are back for the second half of our show, and I am Lynn.
And Bev.
And together every week we are
Stuff.
Here, WTBR 89.7 FM on your dial every Thursday morning at 8:30. We love your comments. We love your emails. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. What is the only mammal born with horns? What is the collective noun for a group of ferrets? How many legs does a lobster have? And what bird's eye is larger than its brain?
Alrighty then. I hope you're not all running to your phones and looking this up.
Why not?
Well, I guess we wouldn't know. Would we? Oh, well, yeah. You can chill wine in salt water. So if you need to chill your bottle of wine quickly.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're chilling the bottle, not the wine.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, that's a better way to do that. Find a tall pitcher about the height of your wine bottle. Immerse the bottle in ice water with a handful of salt. Turn it every few minutes or so, and your wine will be chilled in 20 minutes. Now, do you think 20 minutes in the refrigerator? Yeah. Wouldn't 20 minutes in the refrigerator chill your wine?
Who says you're supposed to drink it chilled?
Well, that's a very good point. I think there are some that you don't chill. Is that right?
There's some beers you don't chill either.
Really?
Ah.
Oh,
Guinness is not supposed to be drinking cold. Drinking cold.
Drinking?
You should not drink it cold.
Is that right?
Right. It's supposed to be warm.
Is it? I don't drink beer. The one beer that I did have was in a frosted glass, ice cold, on a day at the beach that was in the 90s.
It probably was great.
It was great. It was great.
Enough to put me to sleep.
It didn't. I don't think I drank the whole thing, because once it started to not be cold, 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 I didn't like it anymore. But anyway.
Okay.
That's what you can do if you'd like.
Gotcha. Ancient pagan cultures, such as the Celts, believed that benevolent and helpful spirits lived in trees.
Hmm.
Knocking on tree trunks roused a spirit for protection, which led to the saying, knock on wood.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Isn't that sweet? I love that.
And you want your ashes buried around a tree.
Yes.
I want to know which tree it is so I can go knock on it. Well, maybe.
I may be home. I may not.
I may be gone. So if you make tomato sauce, as my husband does, and he makes really good tomato sauce, it says to take out the acidity, put a carrot in there, a whole carrot. Now, I've shredded carrot and put it in my sauce, and it just kind of disintegrates after you've cooked it for a long time.
Yeah.
But it says...
Does it make it taste better?
Simmer the sauce with the carrot and then remove it. It will take the bitterness out of your tomato sauce.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, it says here.
I mean, but you said you put carrots in yours. Did you try it?
I have put carrots in mine, and it just disintegrates. It adds some sweetness. I don't know if it takes out the bitterness, but I just always put it in there. I must have read it somewhere. I don't think my mother ever did that.
It's the first I've ever heard of it.
Dropping a whole carrot in there to get the bitterness out sounds like a good idea because it can be acidic.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
A group of monkeys in Delhi, India, reportedly attacked a laboratory assistant and escaped with several coronavirus blood samples. The monkeys were later spotted in a tree chewing one of the sample collection kits.
What? With the samples. That's why I don't eat monkey meat.
People eat monkey meat?
I don't.
Who eats monkey meat?
Well, there's somewhere in the country, in the world, a show on a long, long time ago called,
called Forget Me Now. I don't want to listen to it.
Yeah, it was a long, long time ago, maybe even in the 70s. We won't talk about it.
Okay.
So there's this guy on the internet, and he's from, I think, the South, because he's got a Southern accent. And he's really cool. So maybe you've heard him. He wears a baseball hat on backwards. And he tests things like what I talked about. If we had a show and we could test things that people say they do. And when I was sick, you know, when you're sick, you're laying in bed.
Yeah, anything.
You watch this stuff. He made chocolate pudding. He was trying it out because he had seen it on the internet. With eggs, cocoa powder, and yogurt, and cooked it in a pan and said it was delicious. Now, I've never heard of ice cream made with eggs, but he did. Not pudding. It's ice cream.
Oh,
I made a mistake.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
Maybe
it looked
that
like,
would be good.
It looked like pudding, but he froze it and said it was delicious. And I wonder if anybody's ever, you know, made homemade ice cream with eggs. Just a thought.
Huh.
Oh, and I failed to say, this is important. He boiled the eggs, hard boiled, and then put them in the food processor, put them in the pan with the yogurt, and there was milk. I'm trying to remember.
I wonder where he got the recipe.
And it was hard-boiled eggs.
Is this something he made up?
No. He sees things on the internet that people say works.
And he tries it.
And he tries it at home.
Huh.
And then he sees if it's, you know, a fail or not.
Right.
And he said this was really, really delicious. But that was the kicker. It was hard-boiled eggs. Google it, everybody, and see what you can find. And when he likes something, he goes, he makes this really loud inhale noise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Now, you've been to Paris.
Yes.
Now, I got to ask you this. This is, maybe you know, I don't know. I kind of question this one. There is a Statue of Liberty in Paris that faces the Statue of Liberty in America, showing friendship between the two countries?
I did not see it, so I don't know.
Where would it be in France if it was going to be facing the one in New York?
So it would have to face west, right? Paris. Let's see, France, Paris. It would north, southwest a little bit?
I've never been to France.
I'm trying to picture the globe.
Uh-huh.
So it would definitely be west, and I think it might be a little southwest.
Okay.
That's something to look up. I never knew that even existed. Of course, I went when I was in my 20s. I don't remember if I saw it or not, but I don't believe I did.
But I saw that, and I said, oh, I got to ask her.
Yeah. Don't recall, but that's an interesting fact.
Yeah.
And isn't that kind of cool?
It would be.
Symbolism. I like that. Okay. Organize your snacks with cupcake liners. That's all.
No.
So it's pretty obvious. You do cupcake liners.
In a muffin tin?
Well, wait a second now. Have picky eaters prevent goldfish, you know, those little snacks.
Yeah.
From touching peeled fruit by using cupcake liners to organize a lunchbox into separate sections.
Why can't they touch the fruit?
Well, I guess they get soggy because the fruit's wet.
Oh.
But I'm wondering how you can keep
a
cupcake.
Dry the fruit.
Well, if you put a cupcake liner in your lunchbox and you carry your lunchbox around, isn't everything going to fall out of the cupcake liner?
I would
liner?
Assume so.
Yeah.
I would use baggies or something.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't like that one. We're going to cross that one right out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alfred Hitchcock's movie, The Birds.
Love it.
Did you know the seagulls?
I love it.
The seagulls
were
fed a mixture of wheat and whiskey so they would stand around and not fly too much.
Is that right? That's fascinating. Who thought of that?
They were real birds.
They were.
They did not use...
Well, we didn't have it back then. Computers and stuff.
I think
they used a lot of mirrors.
Yeah?
Yeah. That would be an interesting thing to look up. I think they used mirrors, my guess. So if you ever need softened butter and you don't have softened butter, and
put it
like
in the microwave.
Some people, you well, yes. This is true. And you don't want to put it in the microwave. It says you can take it out of the fridge and you can actually cut it into cubes and it will soften much quicker. And this is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
This is so funny. The easiest way to cut butter into cubes, the easiest way to do this is to cut your butter in cubes and let it sit on the counter for 20 minutes.
That's a lot of work.
I'm wondering if you just sit your butter on the counter for 20 minutes in a stick, if it will soften all by itself.
Oh, I'm sure it will, but maybe not in that time period.
Probably. I'm like you. I would microwave it.
No, you're not unlike me because,
well, yes, you are
unlike me. Okay.
You have to be careful. don't microwave it too fast.
I don't think I'm ever going to do that. In 1962, and we were around, a laughter epidemic broke out in Tanzania. The outbreak began in a girls' school and spread to other communities, ultimately affecting 1,000 people and causing the temporary closure of 14 schools.
That's fun. I wonder how that happened.
I would be very careful because it could start here.
I love it.
If anybody out there is laughing, well, hey, then we're doing our job.
Let's see.
She's looking.
Your bulk spices and baking supplies are ready for an adornable upgrade. Adorable.
Oh, okay.
Upgrade. All right. Save the lids from Parmesan shakers and gather your small mason jars. Screw the lid on, and you'll have a handy way to sprinkle and measure. That's bulk spices. I don't buy bulk spices. buy the tiniest little containers of spices I can find.
Really?
Because you only need a little for one recipe, and then it's just, that's why we end up with spices that we look and that expired in 1972.
That's why I don't buy jam in jars anymore.
What do you buy it in?
Those Smucker's little things, those little
pack. You can buy those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, where do you go, to BJ's?
No, I don't think BJ's has it, but there's a place in Pittsfield, I can't think of what the name is. If you
a store?
I'll look it up and then I'll have it for next time.
Worley's?
Yes.
Worley's restaurants, they have restaurant supply stuff in there. You buy it there.
You That's buy the what little they say. Yep.
Oh, look at you.
Makes a lot of sense to
me.
Did you know a grasshopper's ears are not found on its head? Where do you think?
His feet.
His belly.
His belly?
His belly. Can you tickle a grasshopper without making him deaf? I don't know.
I think you need to skip to the next one. Okay.
The praying mantis is the only insect that can turn its head.
All the way around?
Just, that's all I got.
The only insect that can turn its head.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is my favorite. This is my favorite. The two highest IQ scores in recorded history belong to women.
I knew that was coming.
Yes.
I knew that was coming.
Makes me so happy. I don't know what to do now. I can't stop this from happening.
Put your frozen soup starter. Okay, let's skip that.
What's a soup starter?
I think it's you. I don't know. Okay, I'll read it. Want garden fresh flavor year-round? Freeze vegetables in resealable bags during peak season. Just remember to blanch your vegetables before freezing. You can make a classic soup starter with carrots, onions, and other farmers market finds. The vegetables will last 8 to 12 months in the freezer. Oh, I see what they're doing there.
My soup starter would start with water.
Well, no.
Or broth or something. I.
No. So I never thought to do that because I had green beans, I had carrots, I had onions, I had all that stuff that I could have blanched and put into a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
And then got some vegetable broth or chicken broth or whatever.
Why do you have to blanch it?
I think it has to do with bacteria. You blanch it in boiling water for a few, like I think it's 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and then you take it out immediately and put it in an ice bath to stop the cooking. And I did that with green beans, but I didn't mix them together. And I like that idea because in the winter, you just pour your broth in the pan and drop all the vegetables in there. Voila! You have that French soup.
I just opened a can.
I was waiting for that.
Do you ever hear?
What's your favorite canned soup?
The cream of mushroom.
Campbell's?
No.
Progresso?
Yes.
You don't add water to it, right? It comes right out of the can.
Right.
It's really good?
It's good.
Do you ever have the split pea one? They have one with and without or without ham.
I haven't seen the one without ham, so I don't know.
Oh, it's good. If I ever see one without ham, I'll buy it for you.
All right.
It's good.
I'd try it. I hate peas, but I like pea soup.
Mark doesn't like peas, but he likes pea soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. Mark, I'm on your side, baby. Do you ever hear of a dangram?
D-A-N? No.
It's a sentence that contains every letter in the language. For example, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
Oh.
There's a lot of those.
Did you have to do that in typing school? We had to type that over
and over. It's a good way to learn where the letters are.
Mm-hmm. Do kids take typing in school?
Today, I don't know.
Or is it just so natural to them?
It might hurt their thumbs.
I wonder if someday when these kids are older, because I don't type with my thumbs.
I don't.
If they're going to have arthritis in those thumbs.
I don't know how you manage.
It's brilliant.
With the thumbs there. I have to.
Yeah. It's really cool to watch when they go so bad. It really is very cool. All righty. You can freeze sauce cubes in your egg cartons. So.
Wait a minute. What's a sauce cube?
Well, it's kind of. You know, I'm thinking about the egg carton thing, and I'm thinking it would have to be.
Aren't they liquid?
Plastic egg carton, right?
Okay.
And then you'd pour your sauce into each
in a little bowl.
Indentation. But that's not enough sauce.
No.
What would you. I can see if you wanted to do hollandaise, but can you freeze hollandaise? I don't like that one, so let's cross that one out. It's just because it's our show. We can do what we want.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Over 80% of people feel more confident approaching an attractive person if that person has a dog with them.
Interesting.
I think that's true.
I do, too. Most people with their dogs are very friendly people.
Yeah. But you can't go by somebody with a dog without saying, oh, how cute, or something.
Mm-hmm. What if it's a really mangy-looking dog?
Then I'd probably be on the other side of the street.
What if you were face-to-face?
Hi, dog. Really I'm not tenderized. I'm pretty dried up right now.
So, you know, you do what my mom told us to do.
What's
if you were
that?
In a situation where there was a baby that has not reached that attractive, cute stage, you say, what a baby. So you'd say, what a puppy. What a, look at that puppy.
Now
oh
I
gosh.
Know. Whenever anybody says that about my dog, I'll know what they're talking about.
I don't think anybody will. I don't think most people do that kind of thing. And I don't think there are ugly babies.
There are never ugly babies.
There's really not.
Even the ones that look like Winston Churchill are cute.
Okay.
We're getting close, so what you
we
got?
We are getting very, very, very close. Put your baking essentials on a Lazy Susan. So if you're a baker, you need to find a spot for your icings, your sugars, your sprinkles. Put it on a Lazy Susan. It will be organized, and you won't have to dig through the whole cabinet for your decorating supplies. If you're a decorator, just spin your little Lazy Susan and...
I love Lazy Susans. I use them for everything.
I have one.
One?
Yeah.
You're deficient.
I should get some more.
I use for makeup and stuff that I want to keep on my dresser that I don't want to fuss with.
Oh.
I use it for my yarn if I have small pieces of yarn.
Oh.
Jewelry, you can use anything.
Yeah. My aunt had a Lazy Susan, and I was sitting at her table one day, and she had her, you know, her salt, her pepper, her sugar bowl, things like that on it. And I had such fun time spinning that thing until the sugar bowl went flying.
Only one.
She was none too happy. What are you doing? Okay.
So.
No, she wasn't from New York either.
No. What is the only mammal born with horns?
No idea.
Giraffe.
Ah, the little tiny giraffe horns. Oh, I love giraffes.
I thought baby goats had horns when they were born.
Oh, they have to be there when they're born.
Yeah.
When they're like out of the chute.
Uh-huh.
There's
got to
be the little nubby
the
little nubby little horns.
Huh. What is a collective noun for a group of ferrets?
No idea.
A business.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's strange.
How many legs does a lobster have?
Well, I'm hoping this is not a trick question. I do know there are legs. and I'm going to just say it's probably strange. It's probably an odd number. And I bet it's like 15.
Close. 10.
That's not close.
Yeah, it is.
Thank
Closer
you.
Closer than what I would have said.
There's 10. There's only 5 on each side. It seems like more. Okay.
And aren't they located near the belly?
Yeah.
Okay. And the bonus one, what bird's eye is larger than its brain?
An owl?
No.
A cow?
No. Bird.
Oh!
Well, I did hear of one flying over the moon.
An ostrich.
Yes.
Is it an ostrich?
Yes.
Just trying to picture birds. And ostriches really do have very big eyes. Baby ostriches have huge eyes.
Cow's eyes are pretty good size. Uh-huh. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.